Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngolwesihlanu ngenjabulo ngomhlaka 21 ngomabasa 2017 nguntungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ibandla leMDCT selisungule uhlelo lokudinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho oluzayo lisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet.
Ngithusa kakhulu nguHoshman Onqube ubaba. Singakhohlwa ukuthi eqala ukuhlamuka kuMDC vele kwathiwa ungumthengisi uLisitheni ngwezana. Kodwa into aseyenzile usetshengisa ukufakaza ukuthi vele yena ngokwakhe is just an opportunist politician oyasetshenziswa. It's very sad.
Uzulu weMathebeleland uveza imbono etshiyeneyo phezu kokubambana kweMDCT leMDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube kanye lebandla likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Kwezemidlalo iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqobele bantu Rovers emdlalweni weKasilaga Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ibandla leMDCT selisungule uhlelo lokudinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo lisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet. Kubika uMavis Gama.
I-apule ethiwa Morgan Tsvangirai 2018 isungulwe mhlaka 18 Mabasa. Isebenza kubomakhale kukhwini bakulezinsuku ama-smartphone engaba ngama-iPhone, ama-iPad loba ama-Android. Nxa umuntu ethe wabalayo i-Apple kumakhale kukhwini wakhe, uyanelisa ukufinyelela ikhasi lebulenjini i-web page etshengisa unengi phezu komkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lebandla lakhe kanye lokuba uzokwanelisa ukubuza imibuzo, ukuthenga impahla ehlukeneyo yebandla loba ukufakela leli bandla usizo lwemali. Umnumzana Nigel Gambanga ngenye yengcwethi kwezokusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezinsuku lezokukhulumisana AICT esebenza ezimele, yena ke uthi ukusungulwa kwale app kuyisibonelo ukuba MDCT ihambelana lesikhathi. Kodwa umnumzana Gambanga ethi lanxa iningi labantu elizweni lisebenzisa omakhalekhukhwini bohlobo lwama-smartphone anelisa ukufinyelela indlela zokukhulumisana zebulenjini, iningi lisebenzisa kakhulu ama-apps awe-WhatsApp le-Facebook ngoba ebiza intengo ephansi. Ngakho-ke akaboni kuzaba lula ukuyisebenzisa le-app kwabaningi kakhulu abemaphandleni. Eminyakeni eyedlule abe-MDCT bake basungula uhlelo lokukhulumisana kusetshenziswa umakhalekhukhwini emizameni yokukhulumisana lula labasekeli bebambisana labenkampani ye-Econet, kodwa lwamiswa lolo hlelo ngemva kokwethuselwa kwabe-Econet. Isikhulumeli sikaTsvangirai umnumzana Luke Tamborinyoka utshela iStudio 7 ukuba engake akhuluma okuningi ngalolu hlelo ngoba wenze lokhu kuyikuhlakaniphisa abanye bamabandla ezombusazwe. Abebandla le-MDCT bavame ukukhalaza ngelokuthi kabatholiswa thuba lokukhankasela emisakazweni kahulumende kanye lamaphephandaba. Ingcwethi ze-ICT zithi ukuba khona kwabomakhalekhukhwini, ama-smartphone kanye lobulembu be-internet kulakho ukusiza abamabandla aphikisayo ukuluqeda lolu dubo. Sekulabambalwa asebelobe imibono yabo kule iwebsite besebenzisa leyo app lokhu isunguliweyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Uzulu weMathebeleland seveze imbono ehlukeneyo phezu kwezivumelwano zokusebenzelana phakathi kwebandla leMDCT, leMDC kanye leNational People's Party. Abakhokheli bababandla la abathi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lomnumzana Walshman Ncube balobelane izivumelwano lezi kuliviki. Unompumelelo moyo usipha lolu daba.
Abantu abanengi bathi ukulobelana izivumelwano ngudlu kaMjuru uNcube loTswangirayi akuthembisi ukubambana okuqotho okungaletha izithelo kukhetho oluzayo. Amalunga eMDCT wobulawayo bekhala ngokuthi abangaziswa ngezivumelwano ezikhona ngakho ngeke bakhuluma ngakho kusaseluhlaza kibo. Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo unkosikazi Zinhle Moyo uthe okwenziwe nguNcube kuyadanisa.
Ngithusa kakhulu nguHoshman Oncube ubaba. Singakhohlwa ukuthi eqala ukuhlamuka kuMDC vele kwathiwa ungumthengisi uLisitheni ngwezana. Kodwa into aseyenzile usetshengisa ubufakazi ukuthi vele yena ngokwakhe is just an opportunist politician oyasetshenziswa. It's very sad. Abanye simbone engumuntu osithengisileyo thina abantu abavela ngangapha kukwaShangani.
Umnumzana Sengizo Chabangu yena uthe yinto enhle abayenzileyo kodwa kukhona okuchaya amanzi ngoba ingwalo zeziqondiso ezivunyelanayo azicaci.
Kukhona ke okungacaciyo njalo okuchaya amanzi. Ngakukhangela kahle kahle ugwalo olusayinwe ngumama uMjuru lomongameli uTswangirayi belulugwalo yini olule signature eka Professor Ncube. Ubusuthatha futhi ugwalo olusayinwe nguProfessor Ncube lomongameli uTswangirayi bekukhona yini signature kamama uMjuru. So ngalokho ke kakucacisa.
Umongameli weAnsa uMoses Mzila Ndlovu uthe amabandla alelungelo lokuzikhethela amabandla okusebenzelana lawo kodwa ngokumazi kwakhe uTswangirayi akamthembi engabe eseginyiwe uNcube nguTswangirayi.
Umnomzana Tswangirayi lo Welshman Ncube lo Joyce Mjuru balelungelo lokuthi bakhethe iloba ngubani abafuna ukuthi basebenzelane laye. Kodwa thina abe answer sithi thina esesike sakubona kuMDC okukhulunywa nguTswangirayi ukuthi uyavuma ukuba bona ngokwehlukana ngo-2005 eka sikhona ngaleso sikhathi kasizwa ekhuluma lutho ngokuthi okwenza bahlukane kuyini.
Abantu basele bebambe owangaphansi ngezivumelwano zokusebenzelana ezilotshe kuyona le iviki bethi zizachiya abanye bedanile ngoba uTswangirayi nguye yedwa owaziyo okumunyethwe yizo. Isikhulumeli seMDC umnumzana Kurawone Chiwayi yena usethumele imibiko ethi lokhe bekukhode njalo kusahluko 13 bayavunyelwa ukuthi basebenzelane lamanye amabandla angaphandle komanyano. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Izisebenzi izikahulumende ezogatsha lwezempila kahle zithole amabonus azo anyake nye namuhla. Izisebenzi lezi zigoqela abongi labodokotela. Amasotsha lawo ahole kuleviki. Uhulumende wayevele ethembise ukuthi izisebenzi zakhe zizaqala ukuthola amabonus azo kulinyanga ngemva kokwehluleka ukuzihlawula nyakenye. Amapolisa wona azahola ngenyanga ezayo kuthi ababalisi bahole ngonhlangula. Siqhume umsekeli wesikhulumeli seMDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo yena othi ukuphuza kwahulumende ukubhadala izisebenzi zakhe into edanisayo.
Okokuqala, uhulumende wezane-TF utshengisa izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuthi akanandaba lazo, wenza umathanda kibo ngokungabahlonipha banike imali zabo. Njalo futhi okunye kwesibili ukuthi sebezama ukuthi bazigezise besenzela ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende zithathe bephezulu ukuthi hhayi sebeguqule izenzo bona bengaguqulanga ngoba badlulisela ukuthi bayetshentshe ugeda luka-2018.
Kupheleni komnyaka njengoba iZimra isithi sikhanya sisenelisa ukuqoqa imali ezwayo, libona uhulumende esenelisa na ukuhlawula amabhonasi ngesikhathi?
Angiboni ukuthi uhulumende angakwanelisa kutsho ukuthi imali yena leyo asebeyinike imisebenzi yahulumente yiyo imali eyenziwe yizimra. Izimra ihambe siyatshontshe la abantu abadubekayo phansi izimali zabo besenzela ukuthi bayebhadala amabhonasi.
Elina njengebandla Makhumalo, kuyini elingakuthembisa izisebenzi zikahulumende alubana lithe la ngena embusweni ngokhetho oluzayo?
Thina njengebandla le-MDC eliqhutshelwa ngubaba uTsvangirai sithi izisebenzi zikahulumende ziyasebenza gadalala ukuthi zikole njalo kasikhulume into engazange yenzakali. Uhulumende wenkazathi sakutshengisela khonokho ukuthi isebenzi kahulumende kumele zihole ngesikhathi amabhonasi zihole ngesikhathi. So aso into ekuthi hhayi kasiyazi esake samtshengisa umzuzu sogadatshela besaqesa thina khona sikhwela siya phezu.
Unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT. Ukuqala ukuphaphela egcekeni lendizamtshina elise-Victoria Falls okuza kwenziwa zindizamtshina zenkampani ye-Ethiopian Airlines. Sokuphela inye njalo ithemba lokuthi leli dolobho lizathuthuka ngenxa yezethekeli. Igceke lendizamtshina leli lakhiwa kakutsha ngemali engena kuzigidi ezilitshumi lamatshumi amahlanu, i-$150 million, eyayisikwelede esavela kwele China. Igceke leli selisenza kube lula ukuthi indizamtshina ezinkulu zenelise ukuphaphela kuleli gceke. Sokule ndizamtshina ezibalisa ezeRwanda Airways leSouth African Airways Airlink ezifika kugceke leli njalo zikhangelelwe ukuqhubeka zisanda. Kodwa ukansila weVictoria Falls umnumzana Efias Mabuwe utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi indizamtshina eziphaphela kuleli dolobho zifika zilabantu abalutshwana kakhulu.
Ye, i-interest kukhanya ikhona sibili evela kuma-companies, ama-airlines amakhulu in Africa especially. Because already sesilo Ethiopian Airways papa from the falls or through Victoria Falls and from Flaga 1 May, iKenya Airways layo isitshengisele i-interest yokuthi la iqalise ama-direct flights to Victoria Falls.
Manje sokulomahluko yini nxa ukhangela i-business kumbe singathi thina abantu ababuya ukuthi bazokwethekelela sebebaningi?
Okukhona okwakathesi ngama-companies engathi khona bakhangele ikusasa yeZimbabwe. So bafuna ukuthi behle bebambe i-space ngoba iZimbabwe entsha siseduze ukubuya. So nxa sikhangele ama-clients kumbe esingathi abathekeleli ilizwe lethu, ngakukabi lomahluko kangako. Abantu laba ama-company lawa bafuna nje ukuthi behle bebambe imathi zemelele u-2018, kipha umgabe sifake uTsvangirai, then i-tourism yethu iphakamise yaphambili.
Manje zona lezo indizamtshina okuthiwa sezibuya khonapho e-Victoria Falls, ziyaba zigcwele yini ngokuzwa kwakho?
Ziyabe zingagcwalanga, njengoba ngitshilo nabantu nje abakwaziyo ukuthi sesiseduze ukuthi siqaphe isifula siye Kenan. So bangatholakala bengekho bengabambanga indawo kumarket yama-airlines bangatsalela emuva. But zona sibili ukugcwala ngizwa kuthiwa ziyabe zingagcwalanga.
Umnumzana Efias Mambume ngukansila wedolobho leVictoria Falls ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7. Live Talk namhla sixoxa ngamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo aseqinisa umkhankaso wokumanyana ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Ugatsha lwezomvikela kwele Kenya luthi amasotsha alo asebenza phansi kwebutho le-African Union elilondoloza ukuthula kwele Somalia aluse abhidliza inkamba yabalwa becatsha besimoslim abedlulisa amalawulo abe al-Shabaab abulala amalunga alelo qembu edlula amashumi amahlanu. Ibhanga lamazwe womhlaba ele World Bank lithi isilinganiso semali ethunyelwe emazweni asathuthukayo ngabadabuka khona asebehlala kwamanye amazwe lehlile ngesilinganiso sokwedlula kancane okubili ekhulwini i-2.4% ngomnyaka odluleyo. Kesizwe utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olunika amazwe emhlabeni jikelele uncedo olutshiyeneyo ole US Agency for International Development kumbe USAID solunike imali iNational Election Committee yeCambodia ukwenzela ukuqhuba ukhetho kulelo lizwe oluza kwenziwa lonyaka langomnyaka ozayo. Imali le ezasetshenziswa okweminyaka emibili ephose ifike izigidi ezimbili zamadola eMelika, $1.8 million, ibizwa ngokuthi Cambodia Election Management Project. Izancedisa kunhlelo zokufundisa uZulu ngezokhetho njalo lokulungisa okunengi okujayele ukunqabela ilizwe leli ukuthi liqhube ukhetho olubalulekileyo. I-USAID yake yancedisa iNational Election Committee yeCambodia ukuthi ihlolisise indlela enza ngayo ukhetho njalo nokuthi kulungiswe ugwalo lokuvota. Imali le esanda kunikwa uhlangothi lolu iza kwenza ukuthi kuqiniswe okunye kwalokhu okwake kwenziwa phambilini. Uhlangothi lwe-USAID lwabunjwa ngomnyaka ka-1961 ngumongameli John F. Kennedy ukwenzela ukuthi luncede amazwe achiyeneyo. Kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1992, i-USAID isinike ele Cambodia ibhiliyoni lamadola eMelika. Omele iMelika kwele Cambodia u-ambassador William Head uthi ukuphatheka kukhetho kuletha umbuso kaZulu emazweni. Uthi sebekhangelele ukuthi bazasebenza le National Election Committee, inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa lamabandla ezombusazwe, ukwenzela ukuthi kube lohulumende kaZulu kwele Cambodia.
Lolo bekulutaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqobe eLebantu Rovers nge-3-0 emdlalweni weCastle Lager Premier Soccer League odlalelwe enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium namuhla. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Abalitshayele emambuleni kwiqembu leBlack Rhinos ngababalisa uMilton Kureva kanye loSydney Linyama. Bona abahlohle ngehlandla lokuqala lomdlalo kwathi lesithathu livele kufara iBanda, yena uhlohle ngehlandla lesibili lomdlalo. Imidlalo yesigaba se-PSL iqhubekela phambili kusasa ngomgqibelo, njalo iqembu leBulawayo City lizanqikelana leqembu le-FC Platinum enkundleni eBarber Fields woBulawayo. Komunye umdlalo oza kuba sedolobheni lakoBulawayo, iqembu le-Hawomine lizemukela eleChapungu enkundleni eluveve, kuthi iqembu le-Adala lizadlala leqembu leNgezi Platinum enkundleni eNational Sports esigodlweni iHarare. Ngesonto iqembu le-Islanders lizemukela iqembu le-ZPC Kariba enkundleni eBarber Fields eMagumeni. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba zemidlalo ngolwesine, umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders u-Errol Agbay uthe bazabopha ziqine ngoba kalijiphanga ngitshola kancane iqembu le-ZPC Kariba.
ZPC is not an easy team to beat them. If they have to still a...
Iqembu le-ZPC Kariba akusilo qembu elidle kalula, njalo nxa belokhu belabadlali engababona nyakenye kutsho ukuba baliqembu eliyingozi. Thina silabadlali abampalo abalimeleyo, kodwa sikhanyelele ukuba omunye walabo uRaman kuliviki uyabe ekhona ngoba usepholile.
kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa ngesonto iqembu le-Triangle lizemukela ele-Chickenini enkundleni ekibo, iqembu le-Wangi lizadibana leqembu le-Dynamo senkundleni ye-Colliery, iqembu le-Capes United lizajana leqembu le-Cholocho enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu le-Shapani Mine lizanqikelana leqembu le-Harare City enkundleni ye-Mandava. Sikhangele ukuba amaqembu azadlala njani kwilimpela viki kuviki lesibili lesigaba se-Southern Region Soccer League. Kusasa ngomgqibelo kule midlalo emibili ezaqhutshelwa enkundleni ye-White City, njalo wakuqala ozadlalwa ngehola lejumi lambili uza kuba phakathi kweqembu le-Talent Vision leqembu le-Chihororo. Owesibili ozadlalwa ngehola lesithathu emini uza kuba phakathi kweqembu le-Zim le-Pass le-Lebosa 90. Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa iqembu lezithara people lawayo province lizadlala lele Victoria Force Tigers enkundleni Fairbridge, kuthi iqembu leCars Mine lizemukela ele Magagasi enkundleni Tech Mine. Ngesonto kulomdlalo owodwa, njalo iqembu lebulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leZPC Kariba enkundleni Hartsfield. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silomculi we-hip hop osakhulayo uThamsanqa Nyathi oyaziwa ngabaningi ngelokuthi GTI. Lo mculi wethu le indlikizane yengoma entsha eyamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi elesihloko esithi sesifikile. Asizweni exoxa lo Mike Wobe we-Studio 7.
Gomaliana, actually, I had Kelvin on the chorus and represent beats on like he did the instrumental. Nyogu kuchaza onku muntu ole pupo, oguchi, ayenza ngati ipupo lelo useli pila lelo la. So mina ngakanyela nje, ama dreams wami, ngapieva as if nintesi yenza kiri, and actually it's happening in my career.
Yina ama pupa wako ukuluma la yugule ngomu?
Ama pupo wami is to penetrate the industry. Hey, number one, anti, mfunu kuchi abantu wa believe in their dreams. Ukuthi wonke umuntu abona ngathi into ayifuna isiyenzakele already, just the law of attraction. So into nje akade ngikhuluma ngayo. And then number two, ngifuna abantu ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi ama dreams ethu they are possible ukuthi ayenza ngayo.
Khade zimathonzi khatheleki kusadalala i-success akizichiphu kanti uthi ngamaqanda.
So I track le ikomfa ku Kelvin because Kelvin is an inspiration to me.
Manje mfana kithi njengoba usungumculi odumayo kobulawayo, yini ama plan akho lo mculo wakho? Ulesifo na sokuduma emhlabeni wonke jikelele?
Mina mfuna ukuduma emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kahle kahle mfuna ukufaka iBarber Fields emathini because iBarber Fields I believe ukuthi so far akukabi lo muntu who's telling a story for people to relate about iBarber Fields. So mina mfuna ukuba yi one of those first people oku represent iBarber Fields on an international market. So I'm very clear to which track yami since ya mentor is being like received by many people including about South Africa, across kubo Canada. I'm getting a good response even khona Africa.
Ha mfana kithi uyazi le sipho yo, so awungibonise ke la mabars angkhona.
Shake, sithi ngiqaleka ligama GTI intwana yeBarber Fields there. Lyrically bathi I'm the next phenomenon, social evenekile anhlaselo kwe-battalion. Angwathusa mesho phele kubede ngi-champion, sengathi ngazwakale imithandazo as a prayed God. Phusheka indlala lokhula ngenyela lutho, ucwebezela onje ungafaka umfutho. Ungafokhasa ngeke bashilwa ngilutho, noma bekudatha bethi ngeke ubeke lutho. Koda ibhanana ngisemncane ngiyintwana bengifisa ukuphakama, manje ngiqonda isibhakabhaka guqu ufunda ukuthandaza. Ungesabi kehlanga la, ungeke thisa ulwazi uthando nokuhlonipha abadala. Chesa njenge mini cooper, mina bendi-drive ncane rizini wabe bengiphathe kukacekile icala, manje bathini ngam church seven believer mbake esitaladeni sebengicela lo mpikitsha. Yeah, into ezakhona.
Nice, mfana kithi.
So isingle yami le uselifikile, it's actually a single to an album. It's entitled Vernacular Museum. Ngabo end of April laphana I'm looking ukuthi at least isikhathi sesingenile kumarket ngalelo album.
Kanjani ngaba ngavuka ngathithitha ijabuzale lami ngelomuntu gidichikicha vela ngibanake laba bamfise kubhikika ayiya forget it like you got amnesia akatat determination of a samurai funi man kulindlela unkokhele mdala amen isina mina tila dai sahlala mpushi papa fizika
mutikile abadala bavumele bari hey ntwana sokuyikhathi sami yabona sebethukile baphisisela mangena lana ngoba kusazokhale sami nelalanga le lami phungungene ugogo wathi ingane yami yoba lokubekezela been a long time looking bona abanye bethidla manje ebheke intwana ilana etafuleni ngoba ilanga selifikile zobayimenaleye yabona sebethukile
Amasango avulekile bo abaphansi bavumile Lonyaka kuqala ngesami la Qala ngesami la Amasango avulekile bo abaphansi bavumile Lonyaka kuqala ngesami la Kuqala ngesami la
GTI ehlabela ke kamnandi ngomculo sakhulayo ohlabela i-hip hop obelo Mike wobe we Studio 7. Ngabafana bakagodlwayo behaya ezikamagebhula inkunzi emnyama isiyangisile ngolwesibili ize itshaywe yi-dynamos lalimele linqobe laphana bafana kumapenalty laphana hayi ukukhutha kwenu angazi ukubana lalidleni kodwa sithi ayiqhubeke ayihlome ayisozibulawe iposo itshila moya kwaneleke okwalamhlanje zihlobo zami kodwa lingayikatshana liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk lebelobusuku obuhle buroko bathu ba Modimo a sebe ope makamo angu matukanduna bafupatila
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.